This is 91.1 WEDM, and it's your boy Todd here with you, the new directors of Warren's World. And this week I got Ray and Alex with photography to show us how the photography clubs take their pictures and make their art and get ready for their gallery show. After that, we have Judson and Lindasia with the Best Buddies to show us what the Best Buddies are about, what they do, what they incorporate, and how a buddy and how you and a buddy partner up together and what things you guys do together, spend time together, sports. After that, we have Xavier and Juliana with the Warren Central Dance Team, where they pop it, lock it, and drop it, and how they get ready for their shows. This is a good one. Make sure you tune in.
This is 91.1 WEDM, and I'm here with my special guest, Allison.
Shelby.
What's your last name again?
Can we just restart that?
No, we gonna keep
no,
it going.
No, we can edit it. So, yeah. Like, okay, whatever mess
Shelby
up,
Westerfield.
We just keep going.
Yep. Okay, ready to go. This is 91.1 WEDM, and I'm here with my special guest, Shelby Westerfield, with my DJ Juddy.
Of course.
And this is our podcast on Best Buddies. All right, you go first, buddy, over there.
How long have you been a member of Best Buddies?
I've been involved with Best Buddies since freshman year.
So all 4 years of high school, you were the president sophomore year, right?
Yeah, I was the president sophomore year.
And then freshman year, you're just a member, and then you're not the president now, are you?
No, I'm just a member, and I'm buddies with Tyrese. I've been buddies with him all 4 years.
Okay.
Oh, so each person in Best Buddies gets like a partner?
Yeah, so you have peer members and like partners. So like, the peers are kids without disabilities, and they are partnered with somebody who has a disability, and okay. Then you like form a friendship over the school year, and you go hang out with them and stuff like that.
Okay. What about these sports? I know they be playing basketball and
yes, champions together. There's also Special Olympics. We have basketball, flag football, and we have track. And then they do serendipity, which is guard with the guard girls.
Okay, that sounds fun. Mm-hmm.
So just in Best Buddies, like what types of activities do you guys do?
So usually there's a meeting once a month, and then you're supposed to go on your own and do like events with your buddy, like go to the movies, go out to dinner, just like you hang out with like your regular friends. You can go out with a group of friends and all that kind of stuff.
Okay.
So when you say go out, do you mean actually like hang at outside places other than school?
Yeah, that's what you're supposed to do. Like, for example, with my buddy Tyrese, we went to the movies one time, and before the movies we went to Steak and Shake. We also did a photo shoot, and we were the face of Best Buddies my sophomore year when I was president, and then we actually became the international face, so everybody knew us, and our face was all over the office, and that was just like we were the brand.
Oh, that's nice. Mm-hmm. Something good.
So what is like the key, like what is a key characteristic of a Best Buddy member?
You definitely have to be you have to be open to new things, because you know it's not like with kids with special needs, they have all different types of reactions. So like if they have autism, for example, they could be scared of crowds, so that can make them like make different noises or close their ears, because they can be like really sensitive to noises, crowds. Like it just varies, because you never know like how they react.
Okay. And
how has it impacted your life? How has, you know, having Tyrese, and how has that impacted your life through high school?
The kids with special needs, they make me very happy. Like everything about them, they're so much more happier than everybody else, because they're basically in a way like kind of immune to like the real world, because they don't like understand everything just as much as we do, because they're not, you know, their brain doesn't function all the way like ours. So you know, they're just like always happy and smiling, and they just always want to hug, and they're just like so compassionate, and you just, you know, it really impacts you, because like, and what they've done for me is that I've wanted to do it as a career, maybe. I mean, it just makes me like upset when kids don't understand, because they've never taken the time to understand what a kid with a disability has, and it's a shame.
How do you sign up for Best Buddies?
There's a call out meeting. I know there's actually a call out meeting, I think, next week. And you can go up on the bestbuddiesonline.com and you can sign up with Warren Central, and then you're a part of the group, and that way they can pair you. Not everybody gets paired with a buddy, but you can just be a member and be a part of it.
Okay, so you said you can go online to the Best Buddies website.
Mm-hmm.
Can you do this outside of school? Anybody could be a best buddy?
Yeah, anybody could be a part of Best Buddies. You know, you could just sign up, and then like I said, you have to usually go to Warren's page. And it goes, it's not just high school. They do have some programs in the middle schools and elementaries, and then they have it at college level too.
Okay.
So Best Buddies is like a nationwide thing? It's all throughout the U.S.?
Yeah, it's also in some other countries too. But it's mostly in the United States. But I'm not sure if it's in every 50 states. I think it is. But yeah, it's also internationally.
What are some of the goals of like Best Buddy as like an organization? Like, what are the goals that they have set?
The main goal is inclusion, because they want everybody to be included and involved in everybody's lives, because, you know, not everybody's included. And some, I feel like some special needs kids feel like left out.
Y'all know what we should have did?
What?
We should have brought one of the buddies.
We should have.
Do you think they will let them come down?
Yeah, I mean, so the ones that have like, that are like higher up, they would.
They're still like, in school right now.
Yeah, they actually have a Toll Plus program. Like, kids who are, like, graduating.
What is your name?
Angel Elizabeth Roten.
Okay, Angel. So, I'm going to just be like, Lindez, you could just be like, we got a best buddy member in here.
What is going on with this? You see that?
Yeah.
All right, we have a best buddy. What is it called again?
Member. Just member.
Okay, we have a best buddy member with us here. Her name is?
Angel Elizabeth Roten.
All right.
So how has being a best buddy impacted you?
Being a best buddy impacted me on my whole happiness of life, and it made me feel good about how I was before and now. So what I'm trying to say is being a best buddy is really impacted me so much that it's turned me around.
How long have you been in Best Buddies?
I'd say about 2 years.
What is the best thing that you've done in Best Buddies?
Last year I went to the Carmel Best Buddies Friendship Ball, and I danced my night away.
Okay, so y'all have your own dance?
Yeah, I like to make up the moves as I go to songs.
Okay. So who is your best buddy partner? Who is?
That I don't know yet. I'm still being signed up by my teacher.
Who has it been in like the past years?
Two different buddies, Maddie Brobst and Imani Weather.
Do you still keep a relationship with them?
Yes, I do.
That's good.
Alrighty, so.
Okay, so you said you went to the Carmel Ball. What are some other activities that you have done?
I went to the bonfire, and I did the Christmas party. I did the Christmas gift exchange. My Uncle Warren had bought me a box of Oreo candy canes.
Okay.
And my best friend Kimmy had picked them.
So, did you? I lost my thought when they shut the door. Are you in any type of athletics?
Yes, I am in Champions Together track.
Okay.
Yeah, we do the 4x1 together, don't we?
Yeah, mm-hmm. And I also tried doing the 400. Mm-hmm. Wasn't really my thing, but I did do really well. I also did the 100 meter dash.
That's nice.
And our team last 2 years ago won first place in sectionals.
I think I've seen that. I think I remember seeing that.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, we went to state and we missed third by 1 point.
Wow.
Right.
We were so disappointed, weren't we?
Well, you were lucky to be there. That sounds amazing.
Yep.
Not a lot of teams get to do that.
Not at all.
Right.
One of a kind.
So wait, what are we at time-wise?
9:22. Okay. Quick intermission to find some more questions. What kind of questions do you got? Do you guys think? Well, what's something that you want to share?
What are some good questions? Like, do you have any? Yeah, do you have anything you want to share?
Do you have anything you want to share?
Well, I want to say about Champions Together, you don't always have to have talent. You have to be yourself and do your best.
So, do you think Best Buddies is something anyone could do?
Yes, and Best Buddies too. Yes, you don't always have to have like talent to be in a group. You could just be yourself and do your best too.
Don't you? I feel like I've seen your sister. Don't you have a sister too?
What's her name?
I don't know. Is there some? Do you have a twin?
Yeah, I have a twin sister, Eliza.
Oh,
Does she do Best Buddies?
No, she doesn't, cause my mom's a little worried she might get hands on-y.
Okay, that's understandable.
Yeah, but I do have a twin sister. She used to go here, and she's trying to find a job now. She used to work as a lifeguard at Randsburg YMCA.
So she graduated?
Yeah.
Okay.
But lately she's been a little cranky because she's used to working a long time.
Where did she used to work at?
The previous job she worked at is a temp agency for a car dealership. Oh. She made a lot of money, about over $4,000 there, but it was a temporary job. She made a lot of friends there, and the temp agency is now trying to get her to work in Newcastle, which is about 4 hours away. My mom's not going to do that.
Do you have a job?
I'm about to get a paid job at Crossroads Industrial Services.
What does that do?
Well, you do many things there. You can package. Okay. You could deliver. You can clean. You can do something else. I can't remember. Hands-on stuff. Like that, yeah.
Oh, that's nice.
Mm-hmm.
If someone said they wanted to join, if someone said they would like to join Best Buddies, what would you say to them?
I think you would like Best Buddies, because Best Buddies is a relationship program where special needs kids and normal not saying that special needs kids aren't normal, but other kids can pair up and be friends. Create a relationship with two different people.
We're at 12 minutes and 30 seconds.
All right, I'm going to ask one more question and then. Have I asked you how has Best Buddies impacted your life?
Yes.
Okay.
So when you graduate,
When you graduate, are you still going to do programs that help with special needs, let people with special needs and a person with that does not have special needs, are you going to, be in a program that allows be together?
Well, I've already graduated, one of my new dreams is to bring kids without disabilities and kids with disabilities together. And what I mean by that is create friendship between the two and make an impact on disability kids' lives.
So you want another program. You would like to make a program that is similar to Best Buddies.
Yes.
Okay.
That's nice. All right, well, we're going to wrap this up. Nice talking to you, Angel and Shelby.
Thank you for having us.
Thank you for having us, too.
All right.
See ya.
We'll be back on 91.1 WEDM. See ya.
See ya.
This is DJ Alex, and you are listening to 91.1 WEDM's Warren's World. I am here with my partner,
DJ Ray. Hey, how you guys doing?
Okay, and I am also here with the Photography Club. So we have
I'm Elizabeth Moss. I'm one of the presidents of the club.
Okay. And?
And I'm Lindsay Nelson. I just am in the club.
It'd be like that sometimes.
It is.
Club veteran, though.
Ooh. Oh, you were there last year?
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
That's fun. That's fun.
It is fun.
Oh, wow. Okay. Could you? Do you think you could tell us a little bit about yourselves?
You want to go first?
Sure. So, yeah, I'm Elizabeth. I'm, you know, like I said, I'm photo club president, and I do cross country and track and orchestra and, you know, fun.
That's a lot of involvement.
Mm-hmm. School pride, not just, what is it? Not just 7:15 to 2:20.
Yeah, I think that's what they keep saying.
Yeah, what they keep on insisting.
So a little about myself. I am a sophomore here at Warren. I do photography club, as you know, and I'm also in Warrior Alliance, which is the GSA here at Warren.
Oh, yes, I am too. Hello.
Hello.
Okay.
We got some very involved students over here with us today.
We do. We do. Okay. All right. So, Ray, since I asked them to introduce themselves, would you like to ask a question of your own?
How did you guys come across photography or, like, decide that you wanted to do the club?
Well, I always really loved photography, and I saw the club my freshman year. I saw that Destiny Ross was president, and I followed her on Instagram. I really liked her photography, so I was like, this is something I'm interested in, but I didn't think it could overlap with my sports, so I didn't do it until sophomore year. But I discovered that it's totally manageable with sports, so that's how I found out about it.
All right, and what about you, Lindsay?
I moved here 2 weeks late my freshman year, and I was looking at the school website. All of the clubs and stuff were listed, and I was really interested in photography.
We have a school website?
Yeah.
Who knew?
Yeah, we do. And I saw a photography club, and I saw Warrior Alliance, and they were both things I was really passionate about, so I decided to check them out when school started.
Mm-hmm. Okay. And, as someone that always has no idea what's going on in these clubs.
You really don't.
I don't. I have no clue. I didn't know what we were going to do in the Alliance. But we'll talk to them next week, hopefully. So do you guys only take photos around the school, or do you leave, or are you guys able to leave campus for a shot?
So in the photo classes, we are just at school. But photography club, we take all our photos outside of school. So, I mean, members need access to a digital camera.
Mm-hmm.
So we get, like, projects, creative projects in the club during the meetings, and then we take them, our photos outside of class, and then share them when we get back together as a club.
All right.
So there's definitely a lot more to do than, yeah, that would suck if we just had to take photos on campus.
Yeah. like I've heard in the ads, you guys critique each other. Would you say that the critique helps you be a better photographer?
I know for me personally, when I started out, I thought I was like, like I was okay. And I came to realize that I was a little less than okay. and the critiques really helped. Like one of my favorite pictures that I had taken, I found out that, like, maybe there wasn't a focal point and I needed to edit it maybe just a little different to make it a better picture, make it a stronger picture. And, yeah, that really helped me.
You guys are allowed to edit photos on photography?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Definitely.
Oh, yeah, we edit everything.
Yeah.
Edit the heck out of
them. Especially before our shows.
Yeah.
Oh, you guys have shows.
Yes.
Yeah, they do. Have you never been to one?
No.
They're totally so good.
Yeah. I don't go to school events.
Well, it's not a school event. This is a professional gallery space.
Oh, wow.
We have one show a year at the Bonna Thompson Center in Irvington. So it's a real gallery space. And we have our photos up for about a month. And we have an opening reception that's really cool. I heard it's the only kind of thing that the school has that's out of school, like at a professional space. So it's definitely...
Yeah,
unique.
The photos last year were beautiful.
Oh, thank you.
Thank you.
Oh, I wish I got to see them, but I trust you guys. So.
I have a couple right
oh,
here.
Oh, really?
I'll show you later.
Oh, yeah. Okay. That's great. Okay. Who was the last one to ask a question?
It was me. It's your turn.
Sorry, guys. Okay. So where would you recommend people get a quality camera to join your club, since you guys have mentioned that it's required to have a digital camera?
I mean, my mom just bought mine on Amazon.
That's one place.
There
are camera stores that sell used cameras. I know there's one near downtown.
Roberts
cameras? I think that's it. Which I haven't been there, but I want to because I want a new camera because mine... I just got given mine from a friend, and it's not the greatest, but you don't need a super huge fancy camera to be in the club. Like, I have a pretty small camera, and I mean, I've been impressed with the photos I've been able to take with that kind of camera, so it's definitely the photographer, not the camera, that makes a photo. Yeah, but also, you don't want, like, the, like, 2001 digital, like,
walk
with the screen on it. Yeah.
Okay, and I'm gonna expand on my old question. What cameras do you two use, if you know? I know you both said that yours were gifts.
Yeah.
Mine is a Nikon Coolpix B500, I think.
Mm-hmm.
It's red. It's really cool, I
Ooh,
guess.
It's red.
It's red.
Mine's a Nikon J1. It's okay. It's an older model, but you know. It works.
Hey, like you said, photographer, not the camera.
Yeah. So, in the club, do you learn more about how the functions of the camera, or do you just learn, like, what to do to make the photo quality better or editing skills?
We pretty much just learn about how to make our photos better and how to compose them better. The classes, photography classes, are where students learn about the functions of the camera and how to use it. We would like people to join the club, who join the club, to kind of have some prior knowledge, but it's not necessary, it's not required. This year, instead of meeting every week, we're meeting every other week. So the off weeks, they're there so that if someone doesn't know those kinds of, you know, the functions of the camera, they can learn without it having to be addressed to the whole club, who some people know. So we just use the time at club to, instead of learning the basics, expand on what we already know just to become better photographers and help each other in that way.
Okay. And now that we're speaking about what you guys do outside of hours, do you guys actually take photos outside of your allotted club time?
I definitely do. Mm-hmm. If I just took photos during club, I would have no photos.
Yeah, we don't even take photos during club. There might be a day or two where, for people who for some reason haven't been able to get photos, or just sometimes we might go outside, but that happened like once last year and zero times the years before. So yeah, we take
that
our photos
like me.
We take all our photos outside of class, because that's, you know, that's how real photographers do it, and you just get a lot better content that way.
So how long do you think you would say you take on editing a picture after you've taken it?
Depending on how good the picture looks just before I edit it, it could be anywhere from like 20 minutes to like a couple of days, because I'm procrastinating. Yeah.
I mean, that's dedication, though.
Yeah.
You hear that, guys? They're just like you. They procrastinate.
Honestly. Yeah.
I'm really meticulous with my editing. I'll take forever just trying to get like some lighting aspect right, and then I'll show it to my mom, like, hey, which version do you like better? She's like, they both look exactly the same, but I've been like editing for an hour the differences, and I'm like, how would
you
not
feel the difference?
Yeah, so I mean, sometimes photos don't need to be edited, but I like to mess with the colors a bit and the mood, so mm-hmm. usually, like, if I'm really working on it, at least 20 or 30 minutes.
Yeah. Okay. And Elizabeth, how many years have you been on the photography club? Because you do sound like a veteran.
I'm a senior now, and I started my sophomore year. So this will be my third year.
Oh, wow.
That's more brain cells than I have.
Oh, truly, truly. Jeez. Okay. And so if you've been here 3 years, have you ever been interviewed for Warren's World before?
I sure was. Last year I was interviewed for Photo Club, and I was interviewed for running as well.
Oh, wow. Okay. And so, since you have, do you think we did any better? Or
were we better than the last people? I don't know.
Both instances.
You know, I don't think there's one better than the other. You know, people just have different.
She means different we're definitely better.
Yeah, she's saying, please continue listening to Warren's World. Okay. And I was going to ask if you would return, but you're a senior, so...
There's no returning after this.
Just come in. Just come in one day. Hey, I'm here for Warren's World. They don't have a choice. Lindsay, would you return?
Oh, definitely. Yeah. I love Photography Club, and I definitely want to do it again.
We meant the podcast.
Oh.
My apologies. Okay.
I'm a little
Same
slow.
Thing, though. Same thing.
Yeah, I'd come back. It's fun being... here. It's a lot different than what I'm used to.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But hopefully we've been nice to you. Not all of
Sorry,
us bite.
Sorry, I didn't give you a bagel.
It's okay.
Not all of us bite, so.
Except for you.
Hey, be quiet. Now I'm going to have to find this and cut this out.
You don't have to. People okay. might enjoy this humor this that we not, brought to the table.
This is not live.
Not
no, not oh, yet. No, we no. have to edit it, and then it'll be uploaded okay. after.
So yeah. I can just say whatever I want.
Please don't.
If we miss the editing.
Yeah, I know. Hey, guys. We love you.
Thanks okay. for listening, guys.
Yeah, thank you for listening, and thank you, too, for joining us.
Thanks. Yeah, thanks
yeah.
for having us.
All right, you guys have a warrior fantastic fantastic weekend.
Honestly, have a nice day in Warren's World.
Yes.
Okay. And that was our segment of Warren's World. Everybody enjoy your day.
91.1 WEDM. This is another episode of Warren's World. And I'm Xavier. Today I have with me my co-host.
Juliana.
And today we have the captain from WCDC. Introduce yourself.
Hi, guys. I'm Markia Thomas.
All right. So, Markia, I guess the first thing I want to ask is since... WCDC is pretty new to Warren. Like, how does it feel being still one of those earlier classes to come in and kind of, like, set the ground for years to come?
Oh, my gosh. Okay, so this is a great question. So the dance team started, like, in 2014.
Yeah.
And I joined the dance team my freshman year, which was, like, 2016-17. So really, I grew, like, as a dancer with the veterans of the dance team, like, literally the legends that set the stage for everyone else. So it's like, wow. And I'm dang near like the last class to be there with them. So it feels yeah. like, it feels good. Like it's an honor.
Yeah, you just started dancing once you got to high school?
No, I've been dancing since I was like little. But I joined an official dance team in 2013, I believe.
Yeah, 2013.
Mm-hmm.
So you guys just had tryouts, right?
Yeah.
So did you see any potential? Like, do you feel like
okay.
the girls that are coming
yes,
here?
Yes, definitely. Girls and boys, actually. We have we have some male dancers. So, yes, the energy is definitely there. It's a lot of great personalities. And I feel like everyone will have something different and unique to bring to the team. Like, it's just a whole lot of new of everything. It's great. Yes.
Yeah. You feel like you guys have, like, improved over, like, last year, like, would you say?
Yes, definitely. This season, well, really this year, how they changed it, it's going to be, like, how cheerleading is, where they have like a football cheer team and then like a basketball cheer team. So first season is the football dance team, and then second season is a whole nother season of dance. So yes, that is one change that we have made. Hip-hop and majorette, they're usually seen like combined. Our practices are now separate, and sometimes okay. we do have combined dances, but we're more like separate and we come together like later. Yeah.
So you guys did perform at like most of all games last year though, right?
Definitely. Oh my gosh, JV girls, yeah. like it was yeah,
even football too, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So how do you feel like you, now that you've already done that for 1 year, do you feel like you've like equipped the stamina to, you know, dance for a whole year and like just feel fine throughout the year?
I've been dancing since my freshman year with this team, doing the exact same thing, pep rallies, tailgates. Yeah. What else do we be having?
Oh, yeah, so this will be your fourth year doing
this. Yes, this, yeah, is, yeah, this is my fourth year doing this. Definitely, I'm used to it. This year, We do have a surprise for you guys. We did it, I think, 2 years ago, my sophomore year. The Classic Parade this year, we will be in the Classic Parade again, so be prepared for that.
And can you explain to us what that is?
The Circle City Classic Parade.
Oh, Circle City. Yeah.
Yes.
Right, yeah, yeah.
Sorry.
You straight.
So, since you have been in the dance team for the 4 years, what advice would you give to girls who want to try out and to your current, like, members?
Effort. It's a lot. Like, you definitely have to want to be there, and you have to try. Yep, you definitely have to be there, and you have to try. Like, your effort goes a long way, literally. Yeah. If you're not trying at all, you won't get it. Like, literally, if you try, just try. Just believe in yourself. Tell yourself that you can do it. You will be able to do anything on the dance team. Like, the dance team is, like, yes.
Yeah, mm-hmm. It can probably feel, like, real nervous for some people. Like, especially
if it's, of course,
your first year dancing.
Definitely. But, and see, with WCDC, we're a family. Like, and I'm pretty sure y'all have heard this a lot, even in, like, our previous interviews and whatnot.
Yeah.
But it's so true. Like, the dance team, we're a legit family. Like, we keep up with each other. We make sure everybody's good. If you can't make it to something, we carpool. Make sure you can get this.
Yeah.
If you need extra clothes, we got you. Like, we give advice. Like, we're definitely a family. Like, nobody's separate. Nobody has their own separate cliques or nothing like that. The dance team is the dance team.
Yeah, the dance team is one of those, like, teams in school you always see together, like, throughout. Just even walking to the school, like, no matter what, you always see the dance team out.
Facts.
So, what do you think are some ways that they have improved the dance team this year?
Like I mentioned before, the how we separate practices with hip-hop and majorette. And then, like, the new seasons and stuff. Some new improvements. We have our official coaches now. Coach Dennis, Coach Jordan. I mean, they've been with the dance team, but they're, like, official now.
Official, yeah.
Yes, definitely. We ain't playing no games. Boot camp, you know what I'm saying? We get our exercises in. I just feel like it's a business now. Like, we definitely got to get our stuff together, and we're definitely about to get out here and do what we got to do. Like,
so do you know when your first performance is? Because I definitely would like to see you guys.
Are you guys going to be at the scrimmage?
Yes, our majorette dance team will be performing at the scrimmage. Our first performance was last week, actually. Last weekend on Saturday at the leadership thingy with the athletics. We performed there. Majorette will be performing this Friday at the scrimmage. And then next week, it will be just hip-hop. But I believe everybody will be doing the pep rally. And then hip-hop will be the ones dancing at the football game.
Mm-hmm. So is there, like, do you guys have any, like, way to, like, let us know when you do? Like, do you guys have promotions or, you know?
What do you mean?
Like, do you guys have, like, oh, we're performing here at this game, like, come watch
it? Oh, yeah, like.
Like, do you guys advertise, like, social media? Do you guys have?
Yes, okay, so our Instagram page is WCHS_dance. and they post, you know, you feel me, everything. Like, come out and support the dance team. We will be performing here. Come do this, come do that. So, yeah, if you want to keep up with the dance team, follow our Instagram page. Again, that was WCHS_dance.
All right, and with you being a senior, like, you've done this 3 times already. This will be your 4th go around.
Mm-hmm.
What are you looking, like, most forward to?
Improving as a dancer, honestly. I've been, for the past couple of years, I've been dancing. I've kept the same style and energy, and I just want to grow from that. Like, I feel like I should be able to do other things rather than just the common, simple things I do. I don't freestyle a lot, like, you know how sometimes in the comments they, you know, you feel me, play some music and they get out there and freestyle. Not me. I send somebody else out because I don't do that. I eventually want to know or have the confidence or courage enough to be able to go out and do something like that.
So it's kind of like stepping outside of your comfort zone from what
definitely,
you're usually used to doing.
Definitely.
Yeah. Okay. And what would that style, like, that you usually do be called? Like,
Well, I can't say I'm a hip hop dancer. I'm not saying I want to do majorette, but there are other, like, there's versatility when it comes to hip hop. Like, there's other things I would like to be better at doing.
Yeah.
I guess I can say, more with footwork. I need to learn how to move my feet and glide and stuff like that.
I'm at Soel out of questions. We finna freestyle the rest of this. So.
Watch us how to redo it.
Ooh, nah. Hold on. All right, so when is, like, competition time fully coming into play for you guys?
In September at the Circle City Classic. I can say that is probably our first competition that we will be having. Because all eyes will definitely be on us, but we will not be the only dance team there. There is this one section of the parade where we stop. And we have to dance real quick. And we're being filmed and we're being judged. Like, they have judges out there and people out there watching. And they pick or they choose which dance team or which performance team or whatever, like, basically won that competition.
Mm-hmm.
It's kind of like a... It's not like a, what's it called, traditional competition that we usually have, but that is basically going to be like our first competition. But yes. Competition season is usually in second semester.
So what kind of things do you guys do to prepare for these competitions?
We condition a lot. Right now we're already conditioning, like we do exercises and a lot of cardio work to get our, you know, heart pumping and make sure that we can learn how to breathe basically while we're dancing. I can say we definitely have to watch what we eat. The hot chips and stuff.
Yeah.
And second period, yeah. First period, all that. No. Oh, and like for performance days or competition or whatever, we definitely want to have like a big hearty meal. Like, it's definitely important to eat like a big thing, like a spaghetti or something.
Yeah.
With some breadsticks, like the night before.
Does the vibe kind of feel different when you're just like doing a regular performance versus like
competition?
Oh my gosh, yes. Because when you're performing to entertain.
Yeah.
Basically. Like, you're just like, hey, y'all, look what we can do.
Yeah.
But in competition, it's like, no, I'm better than this team, and let me show you why.
Yeah.
Period.
So you would say, like, performance is most definitely at a higher stake than just, I mean, competition is, like, at a higher stake than just performing.
Definitely, because we can perform, like, anywhere. Like, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
But competitions, that's money. You know what I'm saying? You got to pay to for registration, transportation, uniforms. Like, judges and competitions, they judge everything. They judge to make sure everybody looks the same. Hair, makeup, nobody toenail is out of place. Everybody's uniforms look good. Like, it's a whole, like, big ordeal type thing. Like, we're competing, like, for our lives, with our lives right there.
All right. Thank you, Markia.
Definitely.
Thanks for coming up here.
Thank you guys for having me.
That was another segment of Warren's World on 91.1 WEDM.
Okay, that was my segment for you guys this week. Hope you guys tune in next week when we have new stuff to talk about like we do every week right here on 91.1 WEDM's Warren's World.